You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio with host Doc Martin. Stay tuned in or call in. You won't want to miss what's happening next. How do you step into your maximum potential? How do you connect your spiritual drive with your physical path? Stick around as Doc Martin takes listeners on a journey through the seen and unseen, the accepted and the unbelievable. Get ready to meet the maximum you the world needs on Maximum Medicine Radio with Doc Martin now.
I'm here with Doc Martin. I'm Dr. Pat, and hey. I'm also here. Yeah, there she is.
Hi, I'm Doc Martin. Happy to be here.
Happy to be here. Happy to be talking about one of the things that is so important in looking at our lives and what we say yes to. Now, part of this is also talking about Maximum Medicine Radio, but the evolution, you know, to let's just say an addendum, or better yet, an extension to Maximum Medicine Radio. And one of the things I want to start out by saying is sometimes there's an energy that calls us forward in a new way. And the question mark, and what we're going to talk about today, is whether or not we know what holds us back from taking that leap,
right?
Or what gives us our stand strong step into yes. Lead strong. I'll tell you about that today during the show.
All right, good.
But this is really a game changer for everybody today. And Doc Martin, you're bringing this conversation forward because not only are you talking about this, but you're actually doing it. And one of the ways you're doing it, and we're going to demonstrate that today, is, you know, we're getting ready to launch a live call-in show, the Healing Hour, with you, right?
Right.
And that's going to be an extension of Maximum Medicine Radio. But more importantly, it's what the listeners are calling forth. And, you know, yet when there are things like that that show up for us in today's show, let's shift to heal. We are going to face our demons. We are going to face that which is inside of us that will stop us in our tracks. And boy, we need to lift that rock up today, Doc Martin, and see what kind of crawly thing is going to come out of it. Because I'm telling you, there are crawly things under the rock when it comes to doubt.
No kidding. It is paralyzing, isn't it?
It is.
It just really
is.
And it's like all of our lack of forward progress is of our own making. I mean, I truly believe, now have I completely accessed this myself? No, because I have my own doubts, but I truly believe the potential is phenomenal. And the thing that keeps us from getting there is our own human doubt.
Yeah.
So let's rock that. Let's
rock that. Let's rock that.
Rock
let's
it,
rock
baby.
That doubt. Well, look. Okay. So this is a conversation for all of us that are struggling in what I call the quagmire of the doubt that goes on in our minds. You know, the layers that need healing, the layers that would tell us we are not that. What makes you think you are all that? And so, Doc, I want to ask you about this because it's not just about the big things, but we're going to talk about big things. But I remember a time where I couldn't get off the couch, and getting off the couch was a big thing for me.
Right.
And everybody that looked at me thought, what is wrong with her? She should be off the couch. She should be out of the gate. You know, my gosh, how much more does she need to do?
Other people around us, in fact, our friends, that's what they're there for. They see our potential even when we don't. Our family sees our potential. So they're always stunned when we don't match up to what they see in us. And yet something's inside just kind of paralyzing us.
Yeah. Tell us from your perspective, the 50 shades of doubt. I'm telling you, I could write a book just on what happened yesterday. And today, it's a new day. But this is not something that just you and I experience. This is a place where you're going to help folks stand strong in their power of who they are. Right?
Perfect. That's what I'd love to do. Yep.
How does doubt show up? Tell me about
everybody,
that.
Everybody, though, Pat, before we get off on that, we really want to hear from everybody. We want people, we want to know what are you challenged by? What is the little trick or the little shift we can help you make? So we want you to call in at 800-930-2819. And Dr. Pat and I are going to keep talking about these important concepts, but we really want to hear from you.
Yeah, so this show and every show that Doc Martin is going to be doing, the topic she picks is based on a collective consciousness that has come forward. And this particular one is for all of you out there that are listening to show that has something inside of you that is ready to be healed, because this is a live call-in show. And we are ready to take whatever that is on, because if there's something inside of you that's holding you back from whatever that is that wants to come forward, this is the way you're going to connect with Dr. Sharon Martin today. 1-800-930-2819. Thank you, Doc, for reminding me of that.
Let me talk about the 50 Shades of Grey, but I want to share
50 Shades of Doubt.
Oh, okay. 50
you can tell that could be
doubt
another
is
show.
Gray. Yeah. Doubt is gray, isn't it?
Yeah.
But anyway,
yeah, it is.
I want to share this because the timing. Well, we all know that there is synchronicities and patterns of timing that we're kind of like, oh, wow, how did that happen now? But it's all, there's a big plan. But anyway, I was away at a conference this past weekend with a Peruvian shaman. And he is, he's a very gifted, he's younger than I am, so I'll call him a young man. And he walks with one foot in both worlds. He's a civil engineer. Speaks impeccable Spanish, English, and Quechua. I mean, perfect, fluent, and he's literate, and his vocabulary is spectacular, and he's a phenomenal teacher. He is also the carrier of a connection to one of the sacred mountains of Peru. And he is there, that mountain, each mountain has a collective of ascended beings whose spirits are in a collective form that are literally holding space in that mountain, just as they did and do in the Himalayas. In fact, I'm going to digress and say, if you've read Drumvalo Melchizedek's book about the serpent of light, you'll know that the energy of this planet came from the Himalayas, serpent-like fashion across the globe, landed in the South Americas. But he said that we're at a time of reset. We're at a time of major reset. And not only because the earth itself needs the reset, but we as human beings need a reset, because we are about to shift. We are about to shift in a huge way. So what's going on is not only individual, each of us with our own struggles, but also our collective. And our collective of how we as a species are going to navigate, how we're going to interact, how's the earth going to evolve, all of that stuff. So the timing was so spectacular. And speaking of doubt, being with him and seeing the potential, because when he's in the zone, you have no doubt about the vast, amazing ability of our consciousness. So I'm just really struck by we are at a serious reset time with immense potential if we can just trigger that tweak and jump over to the other track. Anyway, so I'm excited.
Yeah. And I want to talk to you about in the real world, right? In what we're talking about, let's take a moment to think about what jumping over to the other track could look like for a minute. And we can do this when we come back from break. One of the things that I'm struck by is some of the things I reflected upon yesterday in talking with people, some of the things I remembered about my life and how I'm even here today. You know, the many times I thought about where I stepped that my life could have been over, if that makes sense, right?
Right.
And yet at the same time, how has events, small, large, gigantic, it doesn't matter, how the insidious nature of doubt wounding, if I could call it that, slips in and can stop us dead in our track, a different kind of dead, right?
Right.
And when we come back, I am so thrilled you are taking this on, because we have to have your kind of healing now. That's how enormous this is. You know, I was with a young man yesterday who wrote a beautiful song that we did the video to. And I interviewed him, Doc Martin, and you're going to love this. He talked about these love notes and he talked about love, but he said, this is not about the word love. This is about action, love action. And I was struck by today's show because I know in my life how hard it is to get there without healing the woundedness. Right. And that's what you're taking on today. 1-800-930-2819. When we come back, Doc Martin's going to take us on a journey and talk about this experience, this beautiful shaman energy, the energy that brings us forward to take on a new life, and how each of us is being called to do it in our own way. And if you are stuck in any way, this show is for you. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
How powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com. MegaNedge.com.
Are you truly ready to experience overflow in every area of your life? Are you ready to go from limited to limitless? Imagine starting your week off with a deeper connection to the God consciousness. It's time for you to feel inspired, uplifted, and shifted. I invite you to join me, Tracy L., online or in person for our Soul Sundays. Start your week off feeling empowered and ready to serve and expand the miracles waiting for you.
Wow. Welcome back. Welcome back. We're going to go to the phones. We are taking calls today. Just for those of you out there and you're wondering, yes, this is Maximum Medicine Radio. And it is what we call like a prequel to the upcoming new show that Doc Martin is going to be doing, a full hour of healing live call-in show. We're going to tell you about that. I just want to make sure all of you know that if you want to find out more about Dr. Sharon Martin, wait to hear the story she's going to share. You can go to SharonMartinMD.com. This show today is a result of a conversation she and I had, you know, before a number of things, before what she's going to talk about. But this is also in response to all of you listeners who wanted more of this kind of interaction. You know, for us today, we are so thrilled that you all are calling in. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, I think we want to get our caller back if, in fact, the call may have dropped. So is that right, Benny?
That is correct. So Susie, if you have a chance, call us right back. Thanks.
Call us back. But while we're waiting for Susie, I love our listeners, Doc, I got to tell you. Just love our listeners. Tell us about your experience.
When I went
in the mountains.
Yeah. So for me, doubt, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about doubt and how this experience rocked my socks. My doubt has always been that I'm not good enough, or somebody's better, or, what will I look like if I try that? When I did my shamanic training, I wondered, what will my patients think if I'm doing something woo-woo? And that put some years, some years on my journey because I was a little bit sluggish. But when I really got wide open this past weekend in the presence of this gorgeous Peruvian shaman and his benefactor, the energy of the mountain Huascarán in Peru. I have not been to Peru, but there's one of my doubts. What if I can't do the altitude? What if I can't hike anyway? And I felt the opening, literally, energetically, crown to root. And where I hold my doubt, and probably most of us do, is in the solar plexus. And we spent almost the whole weekend increasing the connection between the root and the crown chakra so that we did not have any blockages at all. And I mean, we're talking wide, wide open. And what I found myself reflecting on this. All along, people have said in mystical teachers, spiritual teachers, your path of service. Well, all I could think was I was so tired from my day job, the day job of really hard, that all I could think is I can't give anybody else anything more. I cannot. So path of service was like one more thing I had to bring out and give of myself. Well, this time I saw it. I saw it so clearly that the path of service is being wide open, that when spirit talks to your soul essence, you act on it, and the path that you bring out in the world is of your soul essence. And that is the path of service. You're of service in being the fullest, deepest ribbon of energy, unique energy signature that you are. And that is your path of service. And it's not, so it doesn't sap your strength. In fact, it gives you some. And it doesn't, it's not like you have to trudge through it. It, when it's wide open, it just flows. And I think, Pat, that's what was happening with you on this call, going to this conference, and, you were surprised perhaps that, people were taking selfies of you. Well, you were in your
shocked.
Yeah. Well, you were in your groove. Your soul essence was beaming. And when people see that, they know it and they feel it.
But you know, what you're talking about is absolutely 100% right, because the photographer, Rebecca, who was there doing it, she was amazing. Everybody was amazing. She talked about that energy. She talked about my energy. And, you know, Jessica and I were talking about that when we got on the plane on the way home late last night. And I said to her, you know, Jessica, we were just being who we are.
Right.
That's, and she says, it. Yeah. And she's, and I think she said something like, yeah. And that's what's extraordinary and unusual, because who we are is something that is not the norm, and people look at it and they want to be around it. And, you know, I am around people like you, Doc Martin. I mean, this is my world, my life, right?
Right.
But it hasn't always been that, you know, but it is now. And I think what we're talking about, and the healing that you're bringing forward, and I really want to talk about the healing you're bringing forward, because this is very important for me to share this with the listeners, and we can talk about it. I want to take a short break. And when we come back, Benny, I want to take a short break here. Because I want to make sure Susie gets on, and we want to make a technical adjustment. But when we come back, what is it about working with Doc Martin in a lot of ways? I am working with her, but how does that shape us when we are around people like her? How does it shape our lives? How does it shape us into doing things we want to do? How does it shape us into stepping forward in such a gigantic yes? That plane tickets are available for both Jessica and I. Hotel rooms are available. And the funniest story of all, if you ever try to find an all-white outfit in the Pacific Northwest in October, the likelihood of you doing that. And I have got to give a shout out for Hannah at Nordstrom's Rack. And I'm not associated with Nordstrom's, but what she did to find an outfit that, so we can show folks.
Perfect.
I am telling you, Doc Martin is going to tell you about it, and she's going to share what she and I have been talking about. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back. Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go to ignite the life you deserve. Visit GetRootedRadio.com and tune in.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Benny.
Yes, ma'am.
I sang yesterday.
Yeah, we were talking about
that. OMG. It is like it is like exactly what we're going to talk about. And by the way, generally speaking, Doc Martin, I generally cannot hold a tune very well. But this particular song happened to be in my zone. So there we go.
There we go.
Doc Martin, Maximum Medicine Radio, but we are giving everybody a sneak peek at the upcoming Healing Hour show. 1-800-930-2819. Susie, please come back. But I want to talk about what Susie's comment was. And I think it would be a great kickoff point for us, Doc Martin.
Perfect.
Susie was going to talk about forgiveness. And I do believe, right, that forgiveness is one of the most misunderstood words, constructs, ideas. Tell me what your thoughts are on it, because you have studied with shamans and there's a lot of information. Pass some of that wisdom on, if you don't mind.
So I think where people struggle the most with forgiveness is, and I see it, they feel the tightness in their chest where they've been wounded, they've been betrayed. And the idea of saying that that's okay is a real stumbling block, especially when the wound, the betrayal, basically the bad energy that landed on you isn't okay. But when you really, really taste forgiveness, you're not saying it's okay. What you're saying is that all of that negative trauma energy, I see them as arrows landing in your field, are not going to keep you from being in the zone, in that clear channel where spirit talks to you and you move forward. And when you say, I see you, trauma, you're there, but you're not going to hold me back. Forgiveness is really about not letting the poison get you. Forgiveness, for me, it's almost as much for you as it is for the person who wounded you. And it's regaining your open heart, because, and we'll talk about this in a future show that we're doing, a future episode with Lynn McTaggart, when we talk about the field, we are not separate. So what you're saying with forgiveness is that you know that you and every other person in the universe is in the same dynamic field, that you're not separate, that the boundaries are only poisoning you. But that doesn't mean that you're saying that what they did was okay. It's not okay. And you can be protective and not let it happen to you again. But you don't want, forgiveness is the Roto-Rooter that opens up your pipe again. You don't want all that crud holding on to the anger, the wound, the victim, the martyr, the whatever. That crudola, we need to Roto-Rooter it, because then you are free and clear and more powerful than you were before. That's the thing. It's about self-power in the sense of more connected to spirit and more able to live your essence. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. You know, in the vernacular of a little bit of old school Benny, I don't know if you can dig the sound out, the sound bite out, Mr. Benny, it is the crust busting way.
Yeah.
Because you have got to get through the sludge.
Right.
You know how I know that? I've had some sludge. I've had some sludge.
No kidding.
You know, I want to ask you a question about this, Doc. Sometimes we think that we've handled it. I just want to say that, like, we've handled it, only to find out we thought we've handled it, but we've gotten that Roto-Rooter layer done, and then there's another layer. What's your experience of that? And I want to ask you about that in the context of this past week for you and what you experience.
So my shaman sisters and I often talk about the layers of the onion. You know, you get through this really hard personal transformative work, and damn if there isn't something else. And it's like, when will I ever be whatever, you know, big, whole, healed?
Done.
When will I be done? And I think as long as we are human with energies of lifetimes having informed our energy field, you may not ever be done. It takes a very special person to be completely lit up and enlightened. But every time you do some work, you get more and more clear, you get more and more self-generating in your power, and you get more and more in the listening mode, where the whispers from spirit come through and you bring them into action.
Mm.
So I say, keep working it. Every time you're more and more powerful in your self awareness and ability to walk the path of this lifetime. So, okay, there's another layer of an onion. Oh, well, you know, maybe that came from lifetime 30 ago. Who knows? But I was just thinking, Pat, when you're talking about being at this filming and the production you were doing, and people wanted to take pictures. Well, when you're glowing, when you are in, and this is for public speakers, you can see it in them. This is for charismatic politicians. When you are, you can see it. When you are glowing and lit up, people want to be around you, because your field is expansive And it's a good feeling because it's totally downloaded from spirit. And I don't doubt that people want to take a picture.
I have to tell you, I to hear Jessica talk about it is fascinating to me, because we were so in, I was in such a place of gratitude and awe of these people, you know, young, old, inside out. I mean, come on, you just name it, all walks of life, musicians, actors, authors, politician, whatever it was, we were just people. We were just people yesterday. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to explain, but the energy of love and the brilliance of that energy, everyone in one place, there was no reference to our differences, Doc Martin. And that's really, I didn't think in my lifetime I'd ever experience it quite like that.
So that came in with your, that came in as human, you know, like really, really came in. And that's, you know, so the human field was amazing.
The healing version of this, and let's talk about, you know, the healing for this, because I think this is what is involved in many people who are stuck or frozen. And, you know, what's interesting about this show is we're talking about being stuck and frozen. And I have known that in my experience in technology is when we talk about something, the universe taps into that. Hence, Doc Martin's video is a little bit frozen today. And, you know, I've worked with you, Doc, lots of times before, no hiccup. So there's an energy in this call, and this has happened to me over and over and over again since I've doing this. And then Susie's call dropping. See, this is how we get messages about the energy that needs to be brought forward, the voice of it. And I got to tell you, this is in watching you and what you have said yes to in service of other people, our listeners. This is so profoundly beautiful in its essence, and everyone, Doc, can experience it. And I want to ask you about that. This is not just for a handful of people. Everybody listening to this show can stand in the power of the brilliance of their yes, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Let's help them.
I'm
on fire.
You're lit up. All right.
We've got to be able to help people. And, you know, this is why you do what you do and I do what I do. And if anybody is out there, and let me give you a sense of this, because this is not about being stuck at some video shoot with, this is about, I couldn't get off the couch for an entire year when I moved to Seattle. And if I'd have had Doc Martin, that wouldn't have been a year on the couch on Capitol Hill. And the only time I got off the couch was to take my dog for a walk on Broadway and get a latte and sit with my dog. That's what I did, my beautiful collie. But right. Doc, you have said yes to helping people get off the couch, metaphorically, wherever they are. Tell us about the need for this and the power of dialogue and the power of listening, if you could.
Well, I had my own couch experience 5 years ago. I had a bad horse riding accident and broke 13 ribs. I'm telling you, you don't wish that on your worst enemy.
No way.
And I was literally laid down. I had been pushing and doing too much and not having enough self-care. And the universe said, well, we're going to make you take a break here. And
metaphorically, literally take a break.
Correct. Literally. Yeah. Everything. But in that time, I chose not to I had to work at it. It wasn't easy. I had to work at seeing the value of rest. I'm not a sit still person. You know, I'm not very flexible in terms of, I like my schedule. I like to know what I'm doing, where I'm going. And this was a whole new thing for me, but I tried to see it as the time to take to download. And sometimes with the pain, and occasionally I had to take a pain pill. I tried hard not to because ick. But that space, it's hard to get back up from a space like that.
Yes, it is.
And I also reflect on if you ever have self-doubt, which all of us do, look at your friends. And if you think your friends are amazing, I ask myself this question. If I wasn't something worthy, would I have friends as amazing as this? So I kind of see myself through their eyes, and that picks me.
Wow. That is great question. Can you ask that again? Because this is really a little telltale, right? A little bit of an indicator, isn't it?
It is. So sometimes when I'm feeling like I'm not enough, I'm not good enough, I'm this, I'm not this, and I think I'm just not very worthy, I'll stop and I'll recognize how amazing my friends are and how much I admire them. And if I see that, and then I think, well, if they're that amazing and incredible and they like me, I'm their friend. So somewhere my thinking is screwball, because they like me, they see my value, they still hang around with me. I can't be this icky person I'm pretty sure I am. And I talk myself, I like flip the switch and, you know, get out of my own self-pity party that I'm doing. So yeah. Your friends, you use your friends as your mirrors.
Yeah. You know, one of the other things I love about what you're talking about is this idea of it being a regular practice to remind ourselves that we truly are maximum, that we really are in that place of astonishment in where we stand and what we speak. And I know you have committed to a life, let's say, that is there to help other people and help them in ways that maybe today we don't know about. You know, I mean, I was talking with a man yesterday, and I would just want you all to see this. I can try to hold my t-shirt up there. Okay. This Lead Strong, right? If you're going to read this, Lead Strong, yep. I'm going to tell you about who this is, but this is a gentleman, and he and I talked about our past and talked about, you know, our bouts with addiction, our bouts with homelessness, whatever that was. It all came up in a room we were all in. And what he did with his life, though, was to come forward and help others now. You know, go to the prisons, help people create the life after. You know, what you are developing, and I wanted to ask you to talk about this, is help us lead strong from within, you know, to be able to look at everything inside of ourselves and believe and hope and realize that we can turn that around. You know, talk, if you could, a little bit about how through your own journey to explore who you are becoming, did you have to deal with your own stuff? Because we all do.
Oh, I'm probably one of the most self-critical people I know. And my family and my girlfriends say, just knock it off. Don't you know that you are X, Y, and Z? It took my actively working to develop a relationship with spirit for me to start sensing my power. To really sit in the quiet for me, my God comes in the form of nature and other forms too, but that's where I can really tap in animals, trees, and being outdoors. But that quiet time of literally allowing the quiet voices that are inside you to come forth, then you start to have connections that transcend just you inside your own body. And then that, to me, then you begin to feel expanded. And then you might have a woo-woo moment. And, you know, those kinds of things that are synchronicity, and that you maybe you're telepathic with someone, you know who's going to call, you really, really pray for something, and boom, there it is in your path. And then you start to, for me, I start to say, man, look what I'm touching. Look at what I'm experiencing. Look what I'm tapping into.
Yeah.
And when you, then all of a sudden you're even more expanded and you want to feel more of it. So, and then as soon as you want to feel more of it, I think that wakes us up inside.
Yeah. And this is the waking up time, isn't it? This is really like the biggest that you can imagine, waking up time. I mean, look, we are seeing it everywhere, and it's an energetic wake up time, I think, for us to really take that next step forward in whoever we are.
Yep. Well, it's, you know, they've been teaching it that it's been going on since, they talked about the big harmonic conversion of 1989, but I think about the hippies.
There you go.
I think about the hippies. I think they started to bring it in.
Now you're talking about me.
and me too. Oh my.
Yep. Yeah, boy. That long was, hair, that the whole thing.
That was really waking up our paradigms and saying we don't have to do it in the old stodgy way. Anyway, so I think that's when stuff started rolling into our consciousness.
Yeah. And then I went asleep. I went to sleep for like a bunch of decades.
And now you're awake again.
Exactly. And it took me, you know, I mean, this is a 15-year journey with the show. And I'm not saying that it took 15 years, but every day I am discovering a new part of who I am and how I can help our listeners better.
Right.
And on the plane yesterday for that, what is it, a 2.5-hour ride from LA to Seattle? And on the plane with almost empty, and Jessica and the middle seat was empty, and me, we had a brainstorming session that's going to change the landscape of what we're about to do.
Cool.
And you said something to me, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, and I can't remember your exact words, but it was on the it was like, expect the unexpected in a good way.
Right.
That's an energy. Can you talk about that energy? Because I think that energy goes beyond hope. It's a different field of energy. It's like hope in action or something. Can you talk about it?
So if you are at ease with the unexpected, when the universe talks to you in ways you had not imagined, in other words, you always thought you were going to know because of your dream time or something. But if you open, and it's about opening, it's about literally taking the rooms of your consciousness and opening the windows so you could see differently. Literally, expression behind the veils across another dimension. Then you start to see messages or synchronistic things that you actually allow in, and you allow your brain to process and bring them to your awareness. And if you're not limited, if you're not putting yourself in a box with no windows and no doors, and you're keeping yourself locked in your belief system, and now you're saying, well, maybe something from over here can have meaning, or you say, why not? In other words, you've got this box and this wall, and that's all there is. And you say, well, why? Why? Why does it have to be that way? Then all of a sudden, in comes zooming unbelievable amounts of information for you from the unseen world, the seen world. And then you start to be more expanded. And when you do, then you're taking in all kinds of possibilities that you never knew before. And I think that wakes you up.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that expands you.
Yeah. I want to talk a minute about the healing hour. Excuse me. I mean, I want to talk about your upcoming show, if you could talk about it. You were called to do this. And I don't know how to talk about it another way. And what I mean by you were called to do it, something hit you and said, I got to do this. Can you tell our folks about the healing hour and what's about to come and what was underneath that for you?
So I was so thrilled. Your producer, Jessica, is the one who first found me and opened up the possibility of doing a radio show, which I knew was a gift from Spirit because I wouldn't have come up with that myself. And I love it. I love the ability to share and learn from people, and just thrilled with that. And a few months ago, I woke up at 4, usually I get my messages at 3:30, 4:30 in the morning, with knowing that this was the next step. For me, the healing hour is a place where I literally energetically can sit with you in communion of sorts, and I can hear, see, feel, imagine, energetically touch you, and offer something that I might have in my repertoire as a traditional physician, as a shaman, as an energy healer, as a person who literally gets messages from her stones in her medicine bundle. I have that. And when I, again, that's the path of service. That's when I'm wide open and I am being told, offer this of yourself, offer this of yourself. So I am so looking forward to that space where I can be, and just, you know, metaphorically sitting in the chair, the armchair across from you in front of the fireplace, and taking on your issue, your challenge, where you struggle, and offering you a flip of the switch or a tweak or an energetic connection that perhaps your soul forgot. So yeah. I really am looking forward to that show.
And folks are going to hear more about it. And as time goes on, in addition to Maximum Medicine Radio, you know, where you're going to be interviewing, and let's tell folks some of the folks that are coming up that you've interviewed and will be interviewing.
So I interviewed Carl Greer, whom you probably have heard about. He's a shaman and Jungian analyst, and he's written several books that are on Amazon, Change Your Story, Change Your Life. I interviewed Stevie Bell, who is a master healer in multiple arenas. And I am going to interview tonight Yap Van Etten, who is from Sedona, Arizona, whom you all probably know from his work in channeling the crystal skull energy. But tonight we're going to talk about dragons, strong energy forces of creation. And Lynn McTaggart, we're going to interview her in November, pre-recorded for the December show. You remember her. She wrote the book, The Field.
Yeah.
And The Intention Experiment.
And yeah.
I mean, so I really, the goal of Maximum Medicine is for us to know that there's so much more we can be. And these are little tweaks of little tidbits for you to see what's other things you can put in your repertoire and really, really expand.
And that's the Maximum Medicine.
Oh, no kidding, isn't it?
Boy, I'll tell you, that is it. Doc Martin, thank you so very much. One last question. What's your personal message? What would you like to leave everyone with today? I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. You are more. You are so much more than you even know and imagine. And if I can help you get there to be the maximum you, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to visit with people on the air. And on, you can find me on my website, SharonMartinMD.com. So I'm so thrilled, Pat, Dr. Pat, that you have me here. Thank you. You've been listening to Maximum Medicine Radio with Doc Martin. Tune in next time while the doc talks health, spirituality, and the impact your beliefs have on every part of who you are, body and soul. Doc Martin unpacks the challenges we face as human beings and teaches callers to open the door between the scientific and the mystical. Expand into your multidimensional self. Learn how beliefs can set you free or keep you caged in mediocre health. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.